Amy Naples, who is executive director of the chamber, says of area restaurant owners, they are receptive.
They are very receptive. They are very understanding. They understand that rules and regulations are in place for the betterment of the community, certainly public health and environmental reasons.
And Barry Potvin, who chairs the Board of Health, would agree that there is a concern for the health of the public when food and styrofoam come in contact.
Whenever it's in something that comes into direct contact with hot or even warm liquids or foods, it actually leaches something called styrene. And the styrene is a known carcinogen, which does increase the cancer rates.
Potvin says the public forum scheduled for next month could result in a regulation.
In this case, it could result in a banning of the use of styrofoam takeout containers by the Plymouth restaurants and food suppliers, with some delay so that the stocks can be used up.
Naples encourages restaurateurs and those concerned to attend the public forum.
Let them voice their concerns, voice their opinions. You know, we represent all businesses in town, but hearing from the restaurant owners themselves is most important. So the Board of Health really needs to hear from the restaurant businesses on how this may impact their business.
The public forum is scheduled for January 30th in the Great Hall at Town Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.